Memorial Day is Monday, and the long weekend kicks off the summer fest season in Chicago. Sueños Music Festival is back for its fifth year in Grant Park. It celebrates Latin music and culture. Arts and culture reporter Ambar Colon joins me now to give us some festival tips. Hi, Ambar.
Hello.
So what are some of the Sueños performers we don't want to miss?
So night one, we have Colombian superstars J Balvin and Kali Uchis headlining. Night two is all about regional Mexican with Fuerza Regida. J Balvin on night one, he made history back in 2019 in Grant Park as the first Latino to ever headline Lollapalooza. So this is sort of a homecoming for him. But I definitely think people should not limit their musical exploration to just the headliners. There's local artists, DJs, Grupo Vanguardia, Los de la Homen. They're two rising Mexican regional bands that are born and bred here in Chicago. DJs Miriam and Chava, a boy group called Le Mans, and a bomba en plena group called Las Bomba Pleneras.
And the fest is a celebration of music, culture. It also celebrates food. Tell us what some of the grub of the weekend will look like.
So they have dozens and dozens of vendors. I'd highly recommend checking out some of the Argentine-style empanadas from 5411. Arepa George has Colombian classics, so great for night one. Carnitas from Carnitas Don Alfredo. There's also Ponce Restaurant, which is great Puerto Rican food. And there's stuff for people who even maybe not are craving Latin food. So you can get, you know, hot dogs, Italian beef, pizza, ribs. There's a little bit of everything.
When in doubt, just get that boneless rib sandwich. But you could also coincide your music tastes to your food tastes. This is the fifth year of Sueños. What's unique about the fest?
So I think what is unique about Sueños in general is that it attracts multi-generational crowds. So you're going to see lots of families celebrating the weekend together, groups of cousins, moms and daughters. Again, it's very much a family event. It's 18 plus. But yeah, it's one of those events now that I think people look forward to every Memorial Day weekend.
And it was successful in its first year. What would you say has changed from then to now?
So they build year one as sort of a reggaeton music festival. But we're in Chicago, and I think they kind of saw the need to expand to other genres. So that's why we have a lot more Mexican regional now. They've also included a stage just for like rising EDM artists, which is really cool. And they've got a locals stage as well.
So people will be dancing for sure. Any other tips for festgoers this weekend?
Yeah. So I talked to one group about what they do to prepare for the Sueños weekend, a group of cousins. There's like 20 of them. And they said they all coordinate, bringing blankets, electrolyte packets, ponchos, refillable water bottles, sunscreen, painkillers. So these are all things that are super important for festival weekend. And also dressing comfortably. We're at the end of May here, and I think it may be a hot weekend, but at night it can cool down, especially by the lake. So layering up is important. A jacket is important. And yeah, if possible, to definitely have a home base for your group at the festival so you can, kind of congregate and have a safe place to meet up.
That's arts and culture reporter Ambar Colon. Sueños Music Festival runs Saturday and Sunday.